This episode of Karate Cafe is brought to you by Piranha Gear. Go to www.piranhagear.com to put a little bite in your fight. Hello again, everybody. It's Paul with Karate Cafe coming at you with another minisode. I just had a little bugaboo pop in my head, and I just had to share it with you. I'm now in the Karate Cafe mobile studio, in case you're wondering about the audio quality. I have, like many martial artists and probably about a bazillion other people on the internet, a YouTube page. And on that YouTube page, I've put some videos from people in my dojo doing kata, we're doing demonstrations, they're doing stuff at tests. Some stuff is just like camera tests that I just thought I'd post so people that I know can see it. People in my federation can see it and, you know, make some comments and whatever. Now, what I've noticed is there doesn't seem to be a lot, and I'm not shocked, but there seems to be a small etiquette issue with people posting on the YouTube. I don't understand quite why they think they need to be douches. Not everybody that posts on my side or and other people's side are douches. That's not a technical term. That's just the one I seem to use a lot. But it seems like there could be a more congenial way to post a comment or a suggestion. I'm not really looking for suggestions so much from people outside the Federation or martial artists that I know and like. But what I'm looking more for are the people who want to debate and talk about the whys and wherefores of whatever the technique that's being displayed. I'd like to have their opinion. I mean, we've got all manner of people on the internets that can just watch your kata. And it seems to me there's a lot of, if you're not doing it my way, you're wrong. And again, like I say, this doesn't really surprise me from a martial arts standpoint. That's kind of the way a lot of martial artists operate. And that's also kind of one of the reasons why I think Karate Cafe was started. And under my reign, it's kind of definitely the way I want it to run, is, you know, people can talk about it all day, but, you know, kind of be civil about it. Granted, I mean, sometimes you got to call a spade, and God knows I've had my times of being called a big fat meanie and being banned on stuff because I expressed my opinion on something. And I try to be fairly civil and factual about, you know, as factual as you can be about an opinion. At least I try and back up what I have to say. The thing that I really don't like when people post on not just, you know, my videos, but anyone else's, is, you know, just something like, you know, that sucks, or, you know, your technique is bad, or because especially by people who have, on the last few occasions that someone has posted a comment on my YouTube page, it's generally by somebody who has no videos posted and no actual way to back up their claim that I suck or my students suck. Because they don't have anything posted. So they can't really say, you know, like, look, this is the way it's doing. And I usually challenge them, quote unquote, by just responding to them and saying, you know, I appreciate that you took the time, but if you don't have anything constructive to offer, I don't really want you to comment on the video. Furthermore, if you, you know, put something up, and, you know, that they can be, they do the video responses. Put something up, you know, let me know. I have heard that, you know, people that have seen my videos, or videos of my students and whatnot, and have disparaged my abilities, and that's all well and good. Again, you know, most of the people that have done that don't have video to back it up, and the video that they do have to back it up, they probably shouldn't be bragging about. But, you know, like I say, that knife cuts both ways. People can point at my stuff and say it's not that great. People can point it at pretty much anyone's stuff and decide that it's really not the way they like it. You know, and everyone thinks they have the best Kool-Aid, but one of the big things about especially our site and having the forums, so people can actually talk to one another. And, you know, we did actually have a spirited debate on YouTube at one point. Somebody commented something about the way we do our blogs, and although, if I recall correctly, the general thrust was kind of misinformed and very much in the vein of my student, my teacher told me that this way, so you're wrong. Being as that may, we still ended up having a fairly good discussion on why, you know, our blocks are this way, and they said their blocks are this way, but they didn't. Again, there was no actual video evidence to back up what they were saying. Not that, although I think what they were saying was probably fairly accurate and probably, you know, had merit, because it's actually, as the post went back and forth and a few other people chimed in and whatnot, it actually kind of came out that they were actually kind of supporting my position and how I was approaching it. And I think it was just a ready, fire, aim situation, and probably a little their teacher wanted to get at me, which was kind of a sad way of doing it. But that's neither here nor there. That's another thing that gets involved with the YouTube comments and stuff like that, is, you know, politics can even be applied by that. I guess the main thrust that I think everyone should probably work on when they're watching a video on YouTube or Vimeo or on Facebook or anywhere else, really, is, you know, they got to take it in context. I mean, that video is a moment in time, and it's up there for whatever reason. And so when I watch someone's video, I usually just kind of go like, you know, if I like what's going on, or, you know, I'll watch it a couple of times if I can, and try to glean out, like, okay, I think I see where they're going with that, or, you know, if someone's footwork wasn't exactly right, quote unquote, with the way I do it, you know, I don't jump on there and say, oh, your footwork's bad, you need to work harder, you know. I had someone who actually commented that said, you need more practice, and so I commented back, I think we all do, really. And I, at no point in that video did I say, like, I'm done, but I think taking the video as it is and looking at it as it, for what it is probably more important than taking it as a be-all, end-all of a style or a system or a martial artist in general. I think that one of the things that makes a good martial artist good is the ability to analyze techniques, in this case on video, and get the best part out of it and understand where it's coming from. The martial artists of old, you know, the old Okinawans used to cross-train with each other quite a bit. And so I'm quite sure that they didn't, you know, just walk in the dojo and go, ah, your footwork sucks. There may have been a measure of that, because they did duke it out quite a bit in the old days. But many of the masters that are around today, the old school masters, are very much, for the ones that I've talked to, the ones in my federation, obviously, and ones that I've read about in later years, many of them are kind of taking it a little more easy as far as, you know, oh, maybe we went a little too hard back then. Maybe, you know, we fought a little too much, and now their bodies are paying for it. But I'm not saying that's obviously what everyone does, because I don't know every Okinawan master, although I'd love to have them on the show if they'd like to come on. But I think that, as a rule, and I put forth this to you, Karate Cafe listeners and other martial artists who may have stumbled upon this, is to, when you look at the video on Facebook, on YouTube, Vimeo, wherever, take it with a grain of salt, because even if it's not the way you think it should be, somebody did. You know, and eclectic styles, regardless, you know, if it's a traditional style, or, you know, like Jeet Kune Do, Wing Chun, if it's any style that's had some legs and been around a while, there's obviously a reason why it's been around a while, even if, by and large, maybe it's not that great. And instead of taking a hardline stance and going, you're doing it wrong because you're not doing it my way, take an open stance, pardon the pun, and take a look at it and go like, ooh, what can I learn from that? Or how is that kind of like mine? Or how is that unlike mine? And then ask a question. Don't, you know, I guess comments are probably not, it's probably a misnomer. They probably shouldn't say, call it a comment. They should for make another martial arts section, so to speak, and make it a, not a comments, but a discourse section, I guess, maybe, to further along, keep everyone happy. You know, some people have YouTube videos up to, you know, make themselves feel good. Some people have it up to help their students. Some people have it up for advertisement. You know, it doesn't really matter. Just, you know, if there's a question, why are you doing that? Ask them. Ask the question. Why are you doing it? We do it like this. Or what is the idea behind that? Just, you know, I guess, ironically enough, in the world of martial arts videos, I would like people to be nice. And that's it for this mini-sode from Karate Cafe. Please drop by our site, karatecafe.com, and join the forums if you haven't already. Give us your opinion. You can give us a little help there. Click on the support button. You can donate to the show. You can subscribe to the show. You can go to any of our fine sponsors, peruninggear.com, gojurustudyguide.com/cafe, or you can go to our Amazon store and buy some stuff and help the podcast. Anyway, this is Paul. We will talk to you soon. This episode of Karate Cafe was brought to you by Piranha Gear. Go to www.piranhagear.com and tell them Karate Cafe sent you.